Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Mr. Pump.
The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics. We are back, top of the hour. We're 1 hour into a two-hour show. Happy Saturday to all y'all. Hope everyone's doing well, getting in the Christmassy spirit, or at least trying to. All right, this may be last Christmas with the lights on. I don't want to be an alarmist, but is that possible? It sure in the heck is. All right, things are very fragile, folks. I'd like to think that there's a peaceful, quick, painless way of dealing with this. But I can almost promise you those that are funding and incentivizing this transition, they have got such investment, such focus, so many layers of plan, so many resources at their disposal that they're not going to just quit. They're not going to say, oh, no, well, you know, too bad. So you found out. But, you know, this is just the way it's going to be. We know better. You guys, you know, you peasants are just going to have to take our word for it. And we don't want to have to get rough. But the global community agrees that this is the way forward. And, of course, the prostitutes will then put on the news and in print and on social media only those actors that they can find. You know, they're progressive little comrades. And make sure they make it onto the news. And if that is repeated over and over and over and over and over again. I don't know. Parents are pretty twisted up right now. The people that are getting and have been getting government subsidies, they're kind of quiet too. They're almost like those teachers and nurses that are afraid to say or do anything. They have been demoralized to the point where their own standards, okay, their own expectations in life for themselves, for their little kids sitting there in the other room, their very quality of life standards have been lowered to the point, and their spirit broken to the point where they're happy with mediocrity. You know, they got cable. They got some food stamps for food, and they figured out that, yeah, we can, you know, we can get by on that, maybe make a little on the side. And they don't want to jeopardize it. Their rent's paid. And they're not going to, you know, it's like biting the hand that feeds you. And we were warned, when you get, you know, the voting majority, when you get half the nation who is addicted to government handouts, you're done for. You'll never vote against it, right? I mean, how could you convince someone who's, you know, on welfare, on food stamps, or on fuel assistance, or on free medical, whatever, and go up and say, I'd like you to support this change in the law, but it would cut your food stamps in half. And you go ahead and try and convince somebody of that. Yeah, that's pretty difficult to do. What they don't understand, and they're, you know, the powers that be get it. They don't really care. Or they acknowledge it and are leveraging this weakness. But these people don't see enough ahead to understand what the economic drain as a whole that has on the motor, the economic motor of our nation. And it's unsustainable. The nation that's been sending you those checks, those food stamps, and paying your rent, you know, that they are not going to be able to do that any longer. At some point, you know, like I said, the Federal Reserve is a legalized Ponzi scheme. It really is. It functions and meets the definition of a Ponzi scheme, and those that are running it meet the definition of a cartel. And like any Ponzi scheme, it's fine, and you know, those that set it up profit from it greatly. But every Ponzi scheme can only survive if it's got new suckers. We recognize those today by, you know, pretty much anyone who's got a Social Security number, right? I don't know. Those people are the ones that are driving this. That are running the money. Right? They're control of our money. They're not going to quit. Okay, they you know, you can give them some resistance, and they'll figure out some way of getting the media to convince those that don't go to actual live events, who don't hear these town hall meetings, all right, to convince those in TV world, you know, just the messaging they need to hear to be obedient. Don't be like these people. Here's some that did stand up, and they cause damage, and these radicals, they don't care about you. They want to jeopardize your health, but we took care of them for you. All right? The government's, they love you, and they're here to help, right? Yeah, we'll see. Let's see here. We got another caller here on the line, Fred from Michigan. Fred, how are you this evening?
Hey, Dave. There's a fella, Alex Newman, got a site, Health Impact News, healthimpactnews.com. And did you ever hear the Milken, this is Milken Institute of Public Health at George Washington University, Future of Health Summit? There's an exchange of about 2 minutes long, and it's right here at healthimpactnews.com from the 29 October 2019 3-day conference, Future of Health Summit. Well, an exchange between Lord Gad Fausti Falcione and Rick Bright of BARDA, Biomedic Advanced Research Development Authority, which is a department of HHS. And you got to hear this. It's only a couple minutes long. This ought to be on RBN's website. Because they back and forth regarding a synthetic chimeric spike protein entity. It's astonishingly incriminating. And when I say astonishingly incriminating, do you remember when I brought to your attention a couple weeks ago Dr. David Martin? This is at Unshackled Minds, unshackledminds.com. Dr. David Martin Mandatory injections planned 2015. So he goes through at a major church venue on their stage, huge screen, and he runs through the statutory code criteria for felony act.
Yeah, I saw that. I laid him right out there. There was like, I think, 5 or 7 felony criminal, and then I think 3 or 4 that were civil. But he's been harping about that for a while. You go back in the spring, and he was already on to a lot of that. And you know, there's more time goes by. They just keep finding more and more connections and even going back farther and farther. So, yeah, this is absolutely, well, you know, we really shouldn't even call, let alone COVID, this virus, but the vaccine itself are both weapons. We know the virus was made in a lab, a chimeric virus. It has, I think, characteristics of 5 different things. So this was not by accident.
Right. It isn't. It's deliberate, and he precisely delineates that, elucidates, delineates, and it provides the evidentiary proof for the criminal felony acts committed by Lord Gad Fauci and Francis Collins of NIH. Let's see. Then there's, Rick Barta would be part of that from HHS. Who were the others? Oh, yeah.
That must make you nervous with all the talk.
Ralph Baric, University of North Carolina, Ralph Baric, he was the go-to expert.
Yeah, he was the back. Yeah.
And he got the patent. Yep. They were awarded the patent, and they were granted several hundred million dollars to do the R&D on all that.
Yeah.
So what he runs through, even the Patriot Act, it's in the United States Code, it's in the Patriot, it's even in the Code of Federal Reg, CFR, which Ralph loves to elucidate Sunday evenings. So it's all there, and what he said is he's challenging the audience. Because according to the statutory code provisions, once people have these facts, they are actually culpable as accessories when they fail to act on it because it is such an egregious criminal act.
Yeah, it'd be the crime to know and not do anything.
So all we got to do, you said that you on a regular basis meet with people. So this is, you need to lead by example. And present that precise presentation. And of course he did a stellar one, as you said earlier it was with Stu Peters back in, I think, June of this year, by the title, it's a patented planned mass murder event. And he runs through many of the patents that go back to 1990, Pfizer granted the very first coronavirus synthetic patent.
Yeah.
Corona, by the way, means spike. It has nothing to do with the sun. It's the crown. The crown has spikes on it. So anyway, he nails it there with all that patent elucidation. So does Karen Kingston in her presentation. She's a Christian woman. With Stu Peters and Tom last night brought up Greg Hunter, USA Watchdog. Apparently he has his own website, whatever that is, probably USA Watchdog. And he's got 3 recent, apparently within the last month, interviews with Karen Kingston. She, by the way, did a live presentation in San Diego a week or so ago where she vociferously declared the need for arresting the San Diego mayor. Well, this is what has to happen in every venue. All the governors are complicit. They're all criminally complicit. Criminally complicit as accessories to mass murder. Murder of their own citizens. And they deliberately participated knowingly, willingly, voluntarily in an act of a criminal conspiracy, coercion, intimidation, threats, right? Threats.
Yeah.
Okay? And then ultimately with the BioWar Vax Divac stab, that's what I'm calling it, BVDS, BioWar Vax Divac stab, they are criminally complicit in murders. Okay?
Yeah.
So we have to take this irrefutable evidentiary proof into our own local venues, wherever we can engage, like, say, a fire station. Those things are wide open. It's a captive audience.
Yeah.
You just walk on in there. Hey, you know, I bet you're not on board with criminal acts like, well, criminal felony acts such as this man describes right from the United States Code and the CFR, and ultimately it's a criminal indictment of all the governors, all the mayors, all the public health, they call them public health associations, which undoubtedly are distinct autonomous corporate entities for profit. Just like the bar, look at all the goddamn bar attorneys. They're not licensed. They have a membership number.
No, well, all right? Those health experts and agencies and departments and crap, they're not government. We didn't elect one of them. You know,
right.
They're advisory only at best. I call them collectively the new Soviet. But they have absolutely no authority. Thanks for the recommendation or the guidelines or whatever, but you know,
right.
They have no authority, and those that would try to institute it outside of the bounds of the Constitution, you know, they got to be called on it, and right down to the lowest levels of the food chain, because I've always said those that that actually violate us are your locals. So I agree with you. If you walked into your fire station or even your selectman's meeting and said, I'm giving you this information, I'd like you at the very least to put a stay on your mandates until you get a response from the governor on items A, B, and C. Enforce them, because this is where calls and letters and pressure from a chairman of a select board, as you know, something on their agenda, and they're sending it to the governor. The governor is going to move on that. And whatever he says or doesn't say will go on record. It's tough for us to do it as individuals, but we can do that. You're right. Is, you know, we need to really go right after him, because these are major criminal violations that have cost lives, and people need to be held accountable. But, you know, give your locals some wiggle room. Even if you can say, you know, we're not saying say no, but stay until we get a response from the governor. And that puts a lot of heat on the governor.
The county council meeting, they're readily available in every county.
Yeah.
And in my venue, they meet once a week.
If you got a county. If you got a county.
The county, the city.
Here in Massachusetts, there's some states that have had their counties abolished. Connecticut doesn't even have a county sheriff anymore.
Wow.
We're in different states of disrepair. I wish we had a county government, and I've been pushing to revitalize county government and chase the regional planning commissions out. They sucked all the air out. Hey, we've got a quick space here. We'll be back.
Bad big time away them both. bit like Elvis. Well, a good groove will make you shake your...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And sorrow, I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised.
Back. Happy Saturday to all y'all. We are talking with Fred from Michigan right now, talking about bringing it to him, right from the governor on down. The whole food chain, in my estimation, is guilty here. At any point, a state-level push or locals, anybody could have said, no, we're not doing this. This is just not right. We're not doing it. You want to take us to court, fine, and bind it up in court for years to come. But if enough did that, we would not be where we're at right now. So I say the whole food chain is guilty, and pressure should be brought on all of them. I'm not opposed to putting a local health agent in jail either. I don't know. What do you think, Fred? Is Fred still with us? Well, yes, we lost him. That's what I say. They are the ones, the locals are the ones that, they're the ones that put their foot on your throat. They're the ones that took your rights away, that tried to shut your business down. They shut your daycares down, so if you were lucky enough to be working, didn't mean you were going to have a daycare to drop your kids off at. If you didn't shut your business down, in comes your Board of Health, and, of course, the police get involved. Oddly enough, the police, if pressed, will force the health agent to come out and actually trespass them or cite them or whatever. But it's a really weird legal situation. This is going to be litigated for years to come. I'm sure of it. I'm absolutely sure of it. Another call, Pat from Texas. Pat, can you hear me? Yeah, I'm not hearing anybody here tonight. I don't know. Yeah, maybe we lost them. I'm not sure. I'm going to keep on rolling here. We've let a lot of people off the hook. We're jumping and grasping at governors. We're jumping and grasping at the president and everybody way, way up on the food chain. And granted, they deserve a lot of what they get. But the locals have been let off the hook. Because it's just their job. We're just following orders. And businesses actually closed. Locked their doors and went home and said, screw myself, screw my family, screw my mortgage, screw my business. I don't want to anger the health agent. They're just following orders. I don't know. I didn't think America as a whole was so sheepish. I really didn't. And it was, I'll admit there was some uncertainty and, nervousness early on. But, I can't be only partially honest with this. Some of that nervousness turned out to be very rightfully placed, was that nowadays you just don't know when one of these viruses is going to come from a lab. And I felt that it was definitely among the possibilities that government realized that there was an escape. All right? That there was, something got out of a lab and they freaked out. And they didn't know, said, oh, man, we don't know what's going to happen here. We got to put a cover story and get people on lockdown. And maybe they overreacted because they just didn't know. They knew they created it. They knew it was bad, but they didn't know what it was going to do. I felt that was among the possibilities. And I think it turned out it was created in the lab. And that they are really not sure what it was going to do. We now have the documents where Fauci actually went to DARPA. All right, wanted their assistance in releasing this into the wild. This is like in 2015, 2017, something like that. It was a while ago. They had found three populations of bats. They were like isolated populations. They went to the same cave constantly, generation after generation. They fed in the same areas, and they were pretty much, the populations didn't mix and mingle too much. And they wanted DARPA to assist in releasing this into the wild. And, as much as I'm against big government, especially DARPA and elements like that, to their credit, they said no. And God, things like that will create a world war. So they knew. years ago. And the vaccine push? I don't know, man. You've never seen such a bloodthirst to get an injection in every arm of not just every American, but everyone in the world. I don't know if you understand it or not, but if we were in a position like Australia where we allowed ourselves to be disarmed, we're in the process of it right now, right? We're in midstream. But had we have not been armed, things would not be like they are, folks. They would not be like they are. Go watch the videos. Go on BitChute and watch the videos of Australia. Now, they got people packed in. They got camps over there. They got their little concentration camps going. Of course, they don't call them that. They got some, whatever they call it. Doesn't even really matter. They come in. They scoop people up. They bring them to these facilities. I was watching videos where, this woman, someone had called on her or they had seen her step over a line. They literally had all these big, long, like FEMA housing almost, all lined up, and they were multi-family units, and they had white lines going down, dividing where you could step and where you couldn't. And they were threatening this woman that if you don't have your vaccine or whatever, that you cannot be anywhere outside of this area with your family, for those that were allowed to have family. And, that would be us. That would be us. And so far, we're gobbling up, literally gobbling up everything that is thrown our way. Oh, if you just do this, we'll be able to get through this and we'll be able to open up and it'll be all better. Yeah, right. We just keep on giving in, saying, okay, we'll do that. Right? There's people now that are not going to get the vaccine. They said no, and they meant it, and they're not doing it. They're dug in, and they're not moving. That number, as they keep pumping out the new boosters, and more people start dropping like flies. Yeah, then you're gonna. It's a one-way flow. People are finally gonna say, "Hell, you know what? My wife died, and I don't want another booster. Last one killed my wife. I'm not taking anymore." We're in a one-way flow. And it's going to get to the point where either they give up. If you can imagine, are they going to give up? I don't know. They either give up and stop pushing, or they use force. I ask you, rhetorically, think about this. What have been the trends and what is likely to happen? What is the propensity for them to give up now? How often have they given up in the past when they set their mind on an agenda? And do they ever pretend to give up and just turn around and backdoor you somehow? How many times does government give up and say, okay, yeah, you're right, you can keep your rights and your freedoms? And then measure it against how many times they've used force. Oh. Pat from Texas, I think Pat's back. We had a little snafu there, folks. Sorry about that. Pat, can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, dear. How are you tonight?
Good, good. I just wanted to tell people that there have been judges who put injunctions on the healthcare workers having to take the jab just to keep their job. Temporary injunctions.
Yeah, I've seen some reversals. The things are starting possibly to trend the other direction. You know, there really has been some positive things starting to happen in the courts. But again, like I said, the genie's out of the bottle, and I think even anyone who wants to be able to maintain a shred of credibility is going to have to start transitioning towards some bright sanitizing, bright light of day on a lot of this information that they are suppressing. And I'm glad to hear Pfizer's
good. They might be afraid of making a living, but what it's done is caused them one thing to put back the date for saying you have to have it, because they can't, they don't know now, because the judges are coming to play on this, and they are really rebuking the whole situation, because it's totally unconstitutional that one a part of the government can speak for every person in America, and they don't have that authority. So, you know, people just don't know, I guess. And so when you get lawsuits, and then the judges start going along with it, that's what's happening. And I don't know why. Maybe Dr. Tenpenny, she has come out and said that she is starting a new parallel society of the people who are unvaxxed.
Yeah.
They have everything, hospitals and doctors and nurses and whatever.
Yeah.
But the way it said, it had to be institutions that get government money, which is all of them, because you know, Medicare, Medicaid, most of the hospitals and doctors and everybody, or you don't people. And the other is the VA. They have to get federal money.
Yeah.
So people need to know it, because they're not going to tell you that. They're not going to tell you that there's an injunction on that.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about that the other broadcast we do. My wife and I were talking about how we live in an area where mandates have been, changed frequently over time, more so than it does in the more rural areas. But you see signs on there that say, oh, you got to wear a mask. It's mandated in times where it's not. I don't know if it's laziness by the stores or if they're just trying to keep you conditioned to do it so they don't have to say, yeah, it's okay, no, it's not. But overall, I'm seeing less strictness with compliance.
Well, I'm thinking that if we wanted to go to stores that requested or whatever, if you couldn't have some kind of proof that injunction's been put on the government receiving healthcare money, receiving healthcare institutions, and one of the reasons they tried to say in one spot was, well, they can't open a hospital when there's nobody to work.
Because
so you could use the same thing on them. How are you going to keep your business going when all of us refuse to go there? Because we're going to have a parallel society of people that don't want your jab or your mask.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, that's something for years we're not going to know. There's young people right now that are getting vaccinated, and we do not know what that has done to them and their genetics by themselves. What will happen as that's passed down as they begin to procreate and have children? This is going to take it's going to take some time before we even know how much damage or how long the damage lasts.
That's Dave, this thing's been playing so long. I can't tell everybody on RBN, but I think over a year and a half, I told people about books a guy wrote named Gary Kah, K-A-H, and he worked for Indiana government, and he went all over the world, and he heard them planning it many, many years. I think the book was written in 1999.
Wow.
And it's called En Route to Global Occupation. And it's a very thorough book. I mean, it's just like, big old long letters with all the people involved, names on the side of the letter and everything.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's like a encyclopedia of proof of what they're doing.
Yeah, well, I think back in the 40s and 50s even, they were studying, the Department of Defense was they were studying the migratory patterns of geese and other animals, looking at the propensity both ways of being attacked. Like with geese, they fly north and south, and is there in regions outside of American borders, could they be accessed? Tainted and poisoned with a virus of some sort.
No, I would like to see that and prove somewhere, because everybody wants to say we did it. When basically it's hurting mostly America. I mean, you're just saying the devil's behind it all. And then if the devil is behind it all, then why aren't we Christian enough to stop him?
Yeah,
I think
America is the last beacon. I believe that. We see how easily some of these other nations have gone down. They're beginning to fight back. Some of them, they're meeting some meaningful resistance. Others, the governments have been quite successful in stifling their population and making them subservient, making them subjects. We are, if we fall, they're all done. They've weakened all of the economies. This global reset thing, it requires a global depression or a global recession where all of the nation's economies are weakened simultaneously so that we're all suffering and we don't hold more power over any other nation. We're all equally as weak. That's when what the globalists are looking for.
If they take us,
we're in trouble.
I think if anybody ever gets blamed in eternity, it's going to be America. And my son says, Mom, nah, there's too many Christians here to just blame us all. I said, I know it. But see, the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah. Yeah, if you know it, don't do anything. You're just as guilty as if you had blood on your hands yourself.
That's what's making me call right now. I'll tell you the truth. I just didn't want to call anymore. I said I'm going to get on top chat lines or something where you can type in things and all that sort of stuff. Other people are doing that out there.
You should give that a try for those that are listening and want to trade links and get involved. I always invite people to go to my Twitch channel. And if you go to twitch.tv/redpillpatriot, people are in there and interacting in chat. And I encourage that so that's a resource along with the video. So give it a try if you like. A friendly group in there. Kind of small tonight. I think everyone's out Christmas shopping.
Twitch. TWITZ dot what?
TWITCH dot TV. And Red Pill Patriot is my screen name. So look me up. And yeah. Join the chat room in there. It goes simultaneously with a live feed over at RBN. So people can go there for the one-click player or head over and play around and text chat and get involved that way too.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're, we've got to realize there's evil people out there, and they and we're not going to change their mind. If there's anything left to the courts and we can get justice, real, true, blind justice, you know, that, you know, we may see that turning right now. I'd like to be optimistic a little bit and think that the courts are going to not be able to sweep this under the rug, and some of these people are going to be in trouble for what they've done.
No, there's a whole lot of lawsuits out there right now, and of course, all you're ever going to hear on the mainstream media is lies about everything, or silence about it, or sometimes you have to read theirs to see where you went.
Yeah. I don't watch them too much. You know, I'll admit, once in a while, I will scan through. I'll literally watch about 10 or 15 minutes of each of them, and just to see what they're pushing. And then that's about it.
I just read there sometimes. I just read Rolling Stone complaining that possibly we're going to, the country is going to lose Roe v. Wade. And
yes, they're nervous about that now.
I love to hear them howl. That means good. It's only talent.
I hope that is reversed. That was such a horrible mistake. And like you were alluding to earlier, you know, God will bless and heal a nation, you know, if they do the right thing. And that would be the right thing. So,
yeah. But I was going to tell you that since I wasn't going to call RBN because different things. Everything's changing and who knows what's going to happen. But I was thinking about, I had been thinking about that scripture that's why I don't like to call it. I can't remember the song. Ezekiel 3, I think it's 3:17, and it's, if God says something twice, he's real serious. But he said, if the watchman sees the sword come on the land and they don't warn the people and anybody dies, his blood is on the watchman's hand.
Yeah.
But if he warns the people and they die, his blood, their blood is not on his hand.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'm glad. I try to make people at RBN listen to me, but it's not working. And all of a sudden, I looked down, and my hand was all red with something on it. I said, oh, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. I'll try again. They got their problems and I got mine, but I just decided anybody will let me out, I'll just go ahead and say it, because we're going to have to account to God for everything we do.
Yeah.
And it's just so many, I've heard other people say good things like, you can't have a fear of God if you don't have a fear of God. You need to read Deuteronomy 28 and 27, and you will see that you will have a fear of God.
The live in the moment are often like that. That's a characteristic of their personality. Is they live for the moment. You know, they often make bad decisions through life also, because they'll say, well, this would make me happy right now, or I could save my money and have something greater later on. They don't look at what's down the road and what they could have, and that you'll see that carries over into their faith-based life a little bit, and that they live for the moment, you know, what things of the flesh make them happy right now. And forget that, you know, you've only got, you know, if you're lucky, 70, 80, 90 years here on this earth. And then you've got eternity after that to contend with. So, you know, that's no place to be short-sighted. I agree with you.
Well, I what'll happen is I'll listen to people on RBN and a scripture will come up. And I said, man, they need to know that. But the other scripture that went with that was, there's somewhere there that says that you can't go in the sanctuary if you have unclean hands. I said, man, if anybody needs a sanctuary, it's me.
Yeah.
So I don't want to have blood on my hands because I failed to tell anybody a simple thing like, don't rush out there and get that thing. Just hold off, hold off. Just hold off. Say no and hold off.
Yeah, yeah, you know? That's a good way to do it, is rather than just getting them to say no on the spot, just wait. Let a little more information come out, you know, just wait. But, you know, don't beat yourself up because, yeah, I know people, the nurses, a good friend of mine, she's been on the show before. She was a nurse for years, and she finally quit her job. And she was so frustrated. I was talking to her one day. She goes, I cannot believe it. I was just out with my parents. I've been talking to them right along. And I just got a call, and my parents went out and got the vaccine. I said, I cannot believe it. My own parents, I'm so embarrassed. I couldn't talk them out of it. Because they didn't even tell me. They knew I would be upset. So even people, not just regular people, but nurses who cannot convince their own family not to do it, shows the power the media has over them. Pat, thanks for the call tonight. We better run to break right now.
Thank you.
Well, you might not sing a bit like Elvis. Well, a good groove will make you shake your pelvis. Oh, my Lord.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Segment here, and I guess there's hope. We're seeing some positive movement, momentum turning and coming the other way in the courts. All right, things are starting to work out. We're not seeing people perp walked yet, but we are seeing orders and rulings against mandates, against authorities for vaccination. The courts, Pfizer didn't want to respond to FOIAs for 55 years. Man, if that doesn't just send a signal that, you know, there is something horribly wrong here, peek behind the curtains if you dare. All right, 55 years, unreal. And at least the courts, you know, that was laughable anyways. You know, it was kind of, I don't know, common sense. But nonetheless, they exercised some common sense and said, no, you're going to release the documents. And sure enough, the first one showed thousands and thousands of people died in the first 90 days. They've been hiding a lot. It's all coming out. It's all coming out. But protect those kids. Don't give in. Don't use your children as Russian roulette. and really think on this. You cannot undo this. There's information coming out now. The truth is going to be known. The truth is going to be known, and we're going to have to be there, you know, to make sure that it never happens again. We've got to get back at the wheel of government. Career politicians, I hope our great-grandkids are reading in their history books about the movement that did away with career politicians. I don't know how we got here, but we're here. These guys, there's no reason that, what was it, 47 years, I think, Biden was in office. 47 years, that's all he's done. He said he drove a truck. This is not what government was supposed to be like. They expected people of the state to step forward, view themselves as a servant, bound by the Constitution, keeping the economic hurdles out of the way, prevent monopolies from flowing, let everyone's God-given rights be protected, the Constitution, the integrity of the Constitution protected, and then go back out into the world that they helped create. It was never supposed to be a career. Let us be the generation that begins the end of career politicians and bring it back home. Again, if you're at the, Patriots are at the wheel of your local boards, that really is all you need to put a stick right in the spokes of anything, whether it comes down from the state, the federal, or the UN itself, the global bankers. It doesn't matter. If your town and your selectmen instruct your law enforcement, do not enforce this in this town. Their boards and committees and commissions, do not enforce this in this town. It wouldn't happen. Love and appreciate y'all. RedPillPoliticsShow@gmail.com if you want to stay in touch. Red Pill Rebel on what's left of Facebook if you want to put some things I talk about there. We'll see you next Saturday. Fly your flags high. Keep your powder dry. Love each other out there.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.